From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien is urging countries with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. O'Brien told an Emergency Security Council meeting Wednesday that the city was in danger of becoming one giant graveyard. He said up to 25,000 people have been displaced from the rebel-held districts in eastern Aleppo since Saturday. A draft resolution in the United Nations Security Council is calling for 10-day truce in Aleppo and for the cessation of hostilities. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power supports the resolution.
The past 5 days have witnessed one of the most extreme bombardments of civilian areas in the entire life of the conflict, ravaging what was left in the once majestic eastern part of Aleppo. The objective is simple: to take eastern Aleppo by force with no regard for the consequences it may have for innocent civilians.
Samantha Power. The United Nations Security Council unanimously voted Wednesday to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea for its September 9th nuclear test. Hear now from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The Security Council has today taken a strong action on one of the most enduring and pressing peace and security challenges of our time. The nuclear and ballistic missile activities of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
The sanctions could cost North Korea more than $800 million a year in lost funds to help finance its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he is completely removing himself from his global business empire to avoid conflicts of interest with running the country when he assumes power January 20th. Trump's business entities span the U.S. and 18 other countries. Trump is not required by U.S. law to divest his holdings, but he said that he feels it is visually important as president to in no way have a conflict of interest with various businesses. President-elect Trump continues to fail his domestic policy team, nominating former Goldman Sachs executive Steven Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary.
I couldn't be more honored to serve the president-elect. I've had the opportunity to work with him through the campaign. I couldn't be more excited about the opportunity to work with him in the administration.
Trump chose Wilbur Ross to lead the Commerce Department. Trump's transition team said Wednesday the two will be instrumental in implementing President-elect's America First economic plan. The Trump transition team also announced the nomination of Todd Ricketts, the owner of the Major League Baseball Chicago Cubs, as Deputy Secretary of Commerce. U.S. House Democrats ignored calls for new leadership Wednesday, re-electing California's Nancy Pelosi as minority leader for another 2 years. She has been Democratic leader in the House since 2002. Pelosi won re-election by more than a 2-to-1 margin, turning back a challenge from Ohio's Tim Ryan. Pelosi is 76 years old. She represents urban San Francisco in the U.S. Congress. A team of prosecutors has ruled unanimously that no charges should be filed against the police officer who shot and killed a black man in Charlotte, North Carolina last September. Charlotte Mecklenburg's district attorney, Andrew Murray, said Wednesday that he believes Officer Brentley Vinson acted lawfully. The case involves an altercation police officers had with a black suspect, Keith Lamont Scott. Scott's death triggered protests as well as 2 days of riots, which resulted in the death of one person and dozens of injuries and arrests. The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said Wednesday no evidence has been uncovered linking an Ohio State University student who went on a stabbing rampage on campus to the Islamic State group. The terror group claimed Abdul Artan was acting on its behalf when he also used his car to strike several people Monday before being shot and killed by a police officer. In the United Nations and the U.S., representatives are warning in separate meetings of escalated tensions and potential violence in South Sudan. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.